The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Sing it with me, here we go.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself,
this is it. Come on,
flat
come
on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race.
That says it right there. Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Love having you with us. I love it. You know, I have to tell you, I'm like excited to do the radio show every morning. You know why? Because I watch the news. I get so frustrated. I yell at the TV. I don't really yell. I kind of just go, I whine. I'm a whine. Like Doug Weiner. I whine at the television. Why do you keep telling me these things? And then I want to say, just get me on the air so we could talk this out in a nice, objective, amicable way. Okay? And from day one, we've been telling you what works, what this is all about, how we're, and together we are getting through it. And you know what? We're toward the end of this quarantine. I'm telling you, and you got to still be careful. I'm still going to be careful. I got to go out today. I'm going to go do a little shopping today. All right. Oh yeah, Mr. Mom over here. I am Mr. Mom. And I always like to have everything, you know, locked and loaded for my kids. So I'll wear the mask. I'll wear the gloves. I wear clear glasses. They look kind of like regular glasses, but they're really like goggles because God forbid someone spits in my eye. I don't know why I'm wearing goggles, but you can catch the virus if you walk past. Droplets are in the air, apparently. They're petrifying us, right? And I'm one of those guys, look, if it can go in my eye, I'm wearing glasses, you know? Oh, please. So, but I am. I'm going to just kind of just suit up in my armor, and I'm going to go to the grocery store. Oh, man, this is my big outing for the day, huh? Yeah. And then, but, you know, we will get through this. And before you know it, people are going to be going down the shore. And from what I see, no one's really adhering to the social distancing. And I'm getting such a kick out of the governors being there. Look, I want to be nice. I don't want to say anything critical. But, you know, you could be not pompous, but just being like, you know, I'm in charge. I know what's best. You will do this. You will do that. And you and I are going, yeah, okay, great. I got to go to the store. I'm going out. And everybody's going out. So we got there. And I'm proud of you that we at least hunkered down. The question is, did we have to hunker down? Did we have to? Or do you go out and do you beat the virus just by, you know, getting it and being up and building up your own antibodies, you know? But better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry. But I have to say this, because all the world is just absolutely going crazy. I think I studied the president of the United States and Donald Trump long enough to know when he just sends something out just to irritate the press. So he knows, and he's holding it in his arsenal. and they're talking, and he's having a nice. He brings people, regular people, to the White House, which I love. And in this case, yesterday was the restaurant workers, you know, and people in the restaurant business, because they have been devastated, and how the White House is going to help folks in the restaurant business. And then out of nowhere, if you watch it, it's great. Out of nowhere, and he is a master at this. And the press goes hook, line, and sinker. And you got to watch it, because I think you listen to the show, so you're savvy to it, you know, and I appreciate it, you know, that I respect your intelligence and your savvy, that you're not, you know, they can't pull the wool over your eyes or over our eyes here at the program. Out of nowhere, the president just goes, yeah, well, you know, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine. Now I'm in the kitchen doing something, and I had it on, and I said, oh, man, did he really just say that? And you know he's just pushing the press. He goes, yeah, no, I'm taking it. Anyway, the press goes crazy. The press goes crazy, you know? He goes, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pack and some zinc. Yeah, I've been on it for a week or so. It's a prophylactic medicine. We've talked about it months ago. Months ago, Dr. Stephen Greer talked about it on this program. And I remember I was put aback when he says he used remdesivir, he said. And I said, whoa. He goes, no, we've had the drugs for years. And he mentioned, I tell you until I'm blue in the face, just to tell you that we knew about this. And we knew about the prophylactic effects of hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pack. You knew about it. And then, I saw Dr. Jeanette Neshawat on our buddy on the show. We go back and forth. We text sometimes back and forth. And I said, come on. But she's so busy. I feel so guilty. But she said she's given her patients so much hydroxychloroquine, and it has been spectacular. And I've heard that. It has saved lives. Why are they so against it? Why are they so against it? And I think Judy, who just called, touched on it. You know why? Because it's a penny a pill. It comes from India. It's a penny a pill, and it's been around for 70 years. They can't make money off it. That's why the doctors are against it. I'm convinced. And you see doctors go, oh, no, this will kill you. This will kill you. You've got to wait until Moderna's got something coming out, and then there's going to be something else coming out. It's all money. I swear to goodness gracious, it's all come to money. And then I'm suspect, and I tell you, I speak to you very frankly, and I don't like to put anybody down, but the medical community, you know, whether it comes out of the government medical arena there, I don't want to mention names because I don't want to put down everybody. Now, we got to stick together on this. But, you know, when they did AIDS, they did not come up with a vaccine. And it was not the government that came up with the cocktail that helped people live with AIDS now and live a full life with AIDS. It was not the government. It was not. It was a private sector that went in, and they came up with a quote-unquote cocktail. And that's what virtually this is for the COVID-19 virus, the Wuhan virus. It's a cocktail. It's a cocktail of mixing certain drugs together. And you know what? It works. It works. And if you have it, are you going to not? Nope, can't take that stuff. Can't take it because the press says not to take it. No, nope, doctors say it doesn't work. I saw Dr. Mark Siegel on with Tucker yesterday. Mark Siegel's great. Saved his father's life. Now, you going to argue with that? I'm not. I'm taking it. I have it on order for my pharmaceutical friend. You know what? It's almost impossible to get now. It is. It's hard to get the hydroxychloroquine because I guess the people are hip to it. They are going to get it anyway. I just don't know why. If you're a medical person and you're in the United States government and you know that it works, why would you stop it? Why would you stop it? Who's got you? You know, I don't want to say bought and sold, but sometimes I think about that. You know, they got to wait. They're going to make a fortune off of this quote-unquote vaccine. Very suspicious. You know what? If you're sick, remdesivir works. Hydroxychloroquine with Z-Pack work. You have to check with your doctor, because the one thing, if you have a slight arrhythmia in your heart, and then you take the hydroxychloroquine, apparently you can't take it with that. But look at when they do the clinical trials, look at it. When they did remdesivir and they said it didn't work, remember that? This was 2 weeks ago. Stay with me on this. The remdesivir, it didn't work. Well, people were, they're just not helping people. The people that they gave remdesivir to, I don't mean to chuckle, but they did it. They were near death. They were just days away from dying. Rest their souls. Rest their poor souls. You have to look at what was the clinical makeup of the tests. And if you're going to give it to somebody that's on the, then they say it didn't work. They died. They were going to pass away anyway. And with the hydroxychloroquine,
if you take it continually for 5 years, it's going to affect you. Sure. I mean, any drug is, you know. So, but if you've got this and you have a chance to beat this COVID-19, this horrific, voracious virus, aren't you gonna just look for some kind of hope? You can wait for the government. It's like they don't want us to be out of quarantine. I'm convinced they like us locked down. They like the control. I'm telling you, they want to destroy the economy. And I think it's just because the election's in November. And they can't stand it. And they couldn't get Donald Trump with the Mueller probe. They couldn't get him with the Ukraine. Oh, here comes this virus. China releases this virus onto the world, and they're using it for political fodder, I think. Quarter after 7 o'clock, 877-970-2999. But you know what? I'm so tired of it, you know, of talking about this whole COVID-19 and being quarantined, and God bless you for doing the right thing. We're going to bring Tommy Driesen on in just a little while. Tommy is an actor, stand-up comedian, author of this great new book called Still Standing, My Journey from Streets and Saloons to the Stage and Sinatra. This man has he has the best stories about Frank Sinatra and Assemblyman John Bramnick, who is just funny, but doing a great job in the New Jersey State Assembly. John Bramnick, he's the leader down there on the GOP side. Congressman Steve Scalise on the show. We're going to see what's going on with this $3 trillion package, you know. The House passed it. And efforts to hold China accountable. Thank you, Congressman Scully. Great guy, great American, a true hero. Mike Gallagher will join us. Our buddy Jennifer Bohr Cuevas will join us. Elizabeth Bernstein, we love Elizabeth. She's a great writer for the Wall Street Journal. And we'll talk about the science of prayer. And then we have a gal by the name of Mary Ellen Rizzo, co-owner of DR Catering, who we know over there. And they're talking about how they are helping feed people in need. And we absolutely love that, that they're doing that. Hey, it's 16 after 7. Frankie's here. Frankie, you doing good today?
I'm doing great. Absolutely.
Everything all right? And you're doing great and nothing happened. You just go home. You're just okay. Everything's all right. Are you just like the dutiful husband now?
Well, cleaning, doing
the wash like Al does. Come on, shopping.
I didn't do the wash yesterday. Come on, Frank.
I cooked.
Shopping and cleaning are never really my strong suits.
I can't see you doing that, Frankie.
I mean, once in a while, but no, it's not really my thing.
Interesting.
And no shopping too. No shopping.
Once in a while. I'm very good at carrying the groceries.
Me and Al, what's with you and I? We're like metrosexual. They call.
No,
us,
my wife right? and I go once a week to food shop. And we get all of our stuff. And Sunday and Monday, I spent cooking. I did a lot of cooking on Sunday. I did a little cooking on. On Monday?
Do you take over the whole aisle when you walk like couples that go shopping together?
No, that drives me crazy. You know what?
Am I right? You know what it is?
Huh? See, no. Yeah, I have a pattern because I know exactly what we need to get and get it in the cart. Yeah. My wife is like the male of the relationship who wanders around the store looking at things. Ooh, look, it's pasta. Like, she stares at it. Cereal. Let's go.
Usually it's guys that stand in the middle.
I always talk about those guys. I'm bing, bing, bing. I know exactly what I need. Put it in the cart. Let's go. I'm ready to rock and roll.
And if we're up to my wife. Save me the answer. What's the aisle that guys will stand and stare at the most? What do you think? Which aisle do you think that is?
I'm going to say the cookie aisle. I don't know.
I'd say cereal.
Cereal, I can see that.
Because they don't know what they get.
They look around, Captain Crunch, Count Chocula, Lucky Charms.
What do they do? They call on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do that.
Did you say Captain Crunch? Yeah. Did you say Fruit Loops?
I know exactly. But if we were up to my wife, Joe, we'd have no meat in the house. We'd have bananas, apples, like a couple of different things. No protein. Like, I know what I need. Let's go. I don't want to waste
you
time.
Might save some money. Meat prices are through the roof now.
I've gotten some good deals on them. We get salmon. You know, I make salmon for salad and stuff and, you know, whatever. But I'm the one who does the cooking. I had to remind my wife four times. She had bought chicken chopped meat. And I had to remind her four times. It expires yesterday. I said, it expires today. Got to make it. Begrudgingly, she went and cooked it. So.
But she works. She works. So you got to give her that. I mean, really.
She's working in the chair in the living room. I try to stay out of her way during the day.
You want the truth, guys? Guys, if I had a gal that worked for me, man, I would just I'd put a tuxedo on every morning. I'd come downstairs. What can I do for you, man?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, are you kidding me? Yeah. I would be the butler, man. I really would. Anything you need, darling? Anything you need at all. Thank you. Thank you for, I mean, I would appreciate that more. That would be an anomaly for me. Hey, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, Tommy Dreesen coming up. Congressman Scalise as well. And there's Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime. Good morning, Susie.
Hey there, Joe, guys. Good morning. A stall on the Cross Bronx. It's the Cross Bronx westbound by the Sheridan Expressway. The right lane is out on the Cross Bronx westbound. It is solid from Castle Hill Avenue. Alternate side is in effect today. Take your pick. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln and Holland Tunnel. Still a problem in Totowa. It's an accident with a jackknife tractor trailer, but there's a big fuel spill. So on 80 eastbound at exit 54, just the left lane is getting by. And 80 eastbound is really slow. Exit 53 to 54. Some issues, too, on the parkway. Car fire in Clifton on the Parkway South and at 153. Two lanes are out. And a debris spill on the Parkway North and by 120 in Old Bridge that has the right lane out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe on the radio, how are you? 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, telling you about Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. You know you get your own health coach at no additional charge because the Howard family, the good folks, Dr. Howard, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, they want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach. Check it out. Discuss any questions and concerns you have. It's a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature, you know, it's like taking 10 servings, just a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I'm telling you, and you're not going to ever eat that. And then you're not going to know what to do, how to do, what to take, what your medical, your history is, you know. If you have your own health coach, you'll be able to talk, and it doesn't cost anything, and you'll be able to talk it through with your health coach at Balance of Nature. So here's the number, okay, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. And I know you've kind of been putting it off because people always say to me, Joe, should I take Balance of Nature? I've been thinking about you. I hear you talking about this morning. I would suggest humbly and I respectfully submit that you call 800-246-8751 or you just go to balanceofnature.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. You get free shipping and 35% off. Now's the time to jump on it. Any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And then you'll be able to have your own personal health coach. How cool is that? Especially with all that's going on now. 800-246-8751. Or again, just go there this morning. Check out balanceofnature.com. Just when you buy it, you got to use the discount code, The Answer. That's from us to you. Balanceofnature.com. Discount code, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Moderna, the biotech company reporting promising results from a test of its experimental coronavirus vaccine, will be selling more shares of the company. It priced more than 17 million shares at $76 each. It hopes to use the money from the stock sale to fund the manufacturing and distribution of its vaccine after it's approved by regulators. The NASDAQ is expected to unveil new restrictions on companies that go public on the exchange. Reuters says the tighter rules will make it harder for some companies based in China to debut on the NASDAQ. The rules follow Luckin Coffee's initial public offering early last year, which was followed by an internal investigation that showed its chief operating officer and other employees fabricated sales numbers. Luckin had been described as China's answer to Starbucks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The big media is at war with President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV reveals the media's dangerous agenda. Watch Newsmax TV and see shows with Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Greg Kelly as they expose the fake news. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable channel on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, MediaCom, WOW, Armstrong, CenturyLink, and more. Just check your channel guide. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV, so watch it today.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Thursday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
Quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me.
That's Frank Sinatra. That's my man. Oh, isn't that a great song, right? Quarter to three. Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. So my longtime friend and really one of the funniest cats in the world and just one of the most respected people working in the world of comedy, Tom Driesen, has this incredible book about his time with Frank Sinatra. And he had called, said, Joe, can I jump on the air with you? I said, Tommy, you could do anything you want, man. I love you. So let's welcome Tom Driesen to the program. Tommy, welcome to the Piscopo Show, brother.
Joey, how you doing, buddy? It's good to hear your voice.
You know what? You are like the legend. Everybody loves you, Tom. Do you ever get angry, Tom Patrice? You never get angry. You never lose it, do you? You're so cool and calm, man. Huh?
Well, when you read the book, Still Standing, I was very candid about some incidents in my life that I wasn't cool. That I lost my Italian temper, you know, and the Italian. I'm Irish-Italian. You know, Frank used to always say, Frank Sinatra used to always tease me about the Irish side. Years I toured with him, he said to me one time, Tommy, Sicilians don't cry. They cry alone. They don't cry in public. I said, well, I'm half Irish. He said, well, Irish cry when they change bus drivers, you know.
The old man. What's the name of the book, Tom Driesen? What's the name of the book? Let's get that out right out front. I love this.
Still Standing, My Journey from Streets and Saloons to the Stage and Sinatra.
Wow, man. And I've known you so many years, Tom. We've had such a good time with Dina Martin up there. Remember we did that benefit in Chicago with Herb Kupcinet? Wasn't it with Herb? Yes. And yeah. Who was it? Carol Channing was there. Tommy, Carol Channing was there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long... And by the way, in the book, I talk about the day I introduced you to Frank Sinatra when we were... When I think it was his 75th birthday when we were in New York.
It was at the Waldorf. His concert. Tell us about that, because that is something that I'll never forget.
Well, you said to me, Tom, you know, it's in the book about the first time when we talked about you meeting Frank. It was at the Improv when we first talked about it. But then this night when Frank was 75th birthday. You said, Tommy, can you introduce me to Frank? I said, yeah. And I took you across the room, and I got halfway there, and I turned around, and you were gone. I went back. I said, Joe, what you said? You know, I lost my nerve. I said, come on, Joey. So I walked you all the way back. And this time, I turned around, you said, I grabbed your wrist. I said, come on, Joey. We go, and we went up, and I said, Frank, this is my friend Joe Piscopo. And Frank said, Giuseppe, how you doing?
It was great. You said, I went, it's so true. Now, I met him at the Friars Roast. I'd met him with Cavett, introduced me, but I didn't, you know, I'm not, you were close with him and you opened for him all the time. And so I said to Tommy, and we're at this beautiful gala, man. I don't even know what I was doing there at the Waldorf Astoria. I said, Tommy, can you just get me over to Mr. S, man? Come here. He goes, yeah, Joe, come on. So Tommy walks toward, I bailed, man. I was just, you said, Piscopo, get over here, man. And he was so gracious. We took a picture. I could never. Tommy Dreesen, I could never talk around Francis Albert Sinatra because I was so nervous. You, tell me about when you would do a show, you would get to the limo, to the private plane, and you would take off and you would look down and see the millions of people just leaving the arena. You guys would be in the air. Your personal conversations with the old man, Tommy, if you would.
Well, you know, I toured with Frank for 14 years in 45, wow. 50 cities a year. Wow. And then I stayed at his home, the compound down in Rancho Mirage.
Oh.
I stayed down there, you know, six times a year. And he was nocturnal, so he would never go to bed till the sun came up. So he would come and get me out of the bungalow some nights. And there were bungalows all around the outer perimeter of his compound called New York, New York, Strangers in a Night, Tender Trap, named after his songs. And he would come and get me and he'd say, Tommy, let's take a ride. And we'd ride around till dawn. And toward the end of his life, he got a little melancholy, and he would talk about growing up in Hoboken. And I think there were so many, a lot of this is in the book about, there were so many times that I really relished, because he would, this time in the morning, he would not be Frank Sinatra, the star, the world icon. He would be Frank Sinatra, a kid from Hoboken. And I was a kid from the south side of Chicago, Harvey, Illinois. Yeah, and we would talk like that about what it was like, his neighborhood, my neighborhood. And it was just great moments. And they're in the book. You know, a lot of the stuff is in the book about the times that I was alone with him. You know, times when after shows, you know, were 40,000 people in Hawaii, you know, and that came to see him in 20,000-seat arenas, and how they would, especially toward the end of his life, where they would throw flower petals on him and cheer, long live Frank Sinatra. We love you, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
there was
no
describing what it was like, especially when we get the Garden State Arts Center. That was their homeboy when he was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And to
watch that
crowd react to him when he walked out on stage, gosh, it'd give you chills, you know.
Tommy, you got to tell me a story. Forgive me. And you were always great with Dave Letterman. Boy, did Dave Letterman love you, man. And we all love you, Tommy. I'm telling you, we're talking with Tommy Dreesen and Joe Piscopo on the radio. And Tom has this great new book. It's a must read. It's called Still Standing, My Journey from Streets and Saloons to the Stage and Sinatra by Tom Dreesen. The foreword by David Letterman. You told the best story where the old man, he always would like to stay up late. And then you wanted to just hide out in your room, right? So someone came and got you. Is that the story? Am I getting this right?
I told it at the funeral. You know, I was a pallbearer at the funeral, and then I spoke at his funeral. And I knew he'd want me to make them laugh. I put this in the book. Before I'm going out there, you know, first of all, somebody asked me once, what's your greatest Hollywood moment with Frank Sinatra, your greatest Hollywood moment? And sadly, it was the funeral, a Hollywood moment. Everybody who was anybody in the business was in that church, and I knew he'd want me to make them laugh. And so it was after they played Ave Maria, and then Frank came on the loudspeaker singing his song, Put Your Dreams Away for Another Day. And after that, people were sobbing, and I had to walk up to the lectern, and I told the audience, I said, all of you know Frank wouldn't go to bed till the sun came up. And a lot of you had to stay up with him, and he loved it when you stayed up with him. And I said it was okay for me till after about 10, 12 years, you got a little tired of it. But we were down in Fort Lauderdale at the Sunrise Theater. We were going to perform there, but we had the first night off. We were doing 3 one-nighters in Daytona and Sarasota and Fort Myer, and then we were going to do 1 week at the Sunrise Theater. So the first night we had off, when the private jet landed, squad cars and limousines rushed us to the hotel, Frank went straight into the lounge, and I snuck up to my room because I thought I could play golf this morning. I'm not up there 2 minutes, I hear a pounding on the door. I open the door, it's a big red-headed bellman. He had a crew cut, looked like a linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. He said, Mr. Dreesen, Mr. Sinatra wants you downstairs in the lounge. And I reach in my pocket, and I pull out $20. I said, tell him you couldn't find me. He backed up. He said, Mr. Sinatra gave me $100 to tell you he wants you downstairs in the lounge. And now I'm thinking, oh, man, I don't want to see. I want to go play golf. I said, couldn't you tell him? He said, if you resist, he'd give me $200 if I had to drag you down there.
You have more great stories about the old man. And I love that you were so close to him like that. And we have such respect for him. And talking about the great Tom Dreesen, the name of the book is Still Standing. Hey, you got to tell a story and clean it up. We talked the other night, the Henry Kissinger story.
is so funny, Tommy. You got to tell, but I know you can clean it up for out of respect for our audience here. But so you were talking with. Tell us about when you met Frank Sinatra and Henry Kissinger. Yes, please.
It was my first year in the business. By the way, so the audience knows, when we refer to Frank as the old man, we don't mean as the old man in the service. I was in the military 4 years. The captain of the ship is the old man. OL.
That's right. The boss.
The old man. The leader, the CEO, the champ.
With respect.
Deep respect. The old man meant that he was in charge, you know. But anyhow, at the first year I'm touring with Frank, we were in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria. They were honoring Barbara Sinatra, and the dais was Lee Iacocca, was a master of ceremonies. And it was Don Rickles and me and Dean Martin and Frank and just so many people on the dais. But was Henry Kissinger. Now, at the private party upstairs, I was, prior to the event, I was standing there talking to Frank, and all of a sudden, Henry Kissinger walked up, and he said, "Francis, how are you?" He said, "Oh, Dr. Kissinger, it's nice to meet you. This is my friend Tom Dreesen, a comedian who's touring with me now." And Kissinger tapped me on the shoulder. He said, "I've seen you on the Johnny Carson show. You're a funny lad." And I went, "Oh, wow, Henry Kissinger watches the Tonight Show." At that moment, Frank turned around and was talking to Donald Trump, who at that time, as you know, was just in the hotel business. Sure. And so Frank was talking down, and now I'm alone with Kissinger, and I wanted to say something profound that let him know that I know a little bit about world affairs because I watch Nightline, you know. So I said, "Dr. Kissinger, could I ask you a question? This thing about the West Bank," and just as I was ready to ask him the question, Lee Castle, the band leader, walked by, and he said, "Hey, Tommy," he said to Kissinger, "excuse me, Tommy, did you hear about Tony from Milwaukee? The feds busted him. He got 2 years. Now I look at him like I don't know what he's talking about, you know. And I went, "Oh, and, you know, handling hecklers my whole career." I went, "Oh yeah," that's all I could think of, you know. And Kissinger's looking at me like I'm Al Capone now. And I said to Kissinger, "Well, you know how them feds are." I couldn't think of anything to say to him. I said,
"You know how the feds are." With Tommy Dreesen, you got to read the book, Still Standing, My Journey from Streets and Saloons to the Stage and Sinatra. I tell you, the old man, Mr. Sinatra, love Tom Dreesen. We all do. Forward by David Letterman, by the way. Tommy, you're truly one of the great ones, my friend. I'm so proud to know you. And, you know, I love you dearly. And you're welcome on the program anytime. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Tell everybody to go to Amazon and they can get the book. Go to Amazon.
Still standing. Thank you, Tommy. God bless you, brother.
You too, Joey. Good to talk to you always.
Tom Dreesen, Piscopo, in the radio, on your radio, and all around. Love Tommy Dreesen. Hey, it's 7:36 right now with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. East New York, Far Rockaway, and Flushing have some of the highest coronavirus death rates in the city. City Department of Health says the Starrett City housing development and the immediate area surrounding it in East New York recorded 76 coronavirus-related fatalities. The eastern tip of the Rockaways has been hit hard, too, with at least 288 COVID-19-related deaths, marking a death rate of 444 per 100,000 residents of the over 15,000 New Yorkers who have passed away from the virus. 73% have been 65 or older. Patterson Mayor Andre Esayag is encouraging his residents to volunteer in the battle to get behind the coronavirus. He needs people to hand out masks, meals, and quarantine kits. He also needs people to assist the health department with contact tracing. Volunteers would work with the community emergency response team. Anyone interested should call the Patterson Fire Department. In sports, former Mets manager Art Howe out of the hospital after battling COVID-19. 73-year-old was released from a Houston hospital on Sunday after spending time in intensive care. Howe will isolate at home for the next week to 2 weeks. He managed the Mets in 2003 and 2004. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny skies and 57 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. It's a stall on the Cross Bronx westbound near the Sheridan Expressway. Right lane out on the Cross Bronx westbound. You're packed from Castle Hill Avenue. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, 5 minutes apiece. Alternate side is in effect. A car fire on the Parkway southbound at 153 in Clifton. Two lanes out on the southbound Parkway. Then in Old Bridge, a debris spill on the Parkway. It's northbound by 120. Right lane out on the northbound Parkway. 80 eastbound is hammered exit 53 to 54. A fuel spill from an earlier tractor-trailer accident. May just want to stick with 78 eastbound or maybe even 46 eastbound instead. Checking your forecast for today, partly sunny and windy with a high of 67 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies and down to 51 in the city. Wednesday morning, clouds giving way to afternoon sunshine. Wednesday's high, 67 degrees. Thursday, sunny and 65. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Well, there's no getting around it. Coronavirus has absolutely changed our way of life. It is shutting down businesses by the thousands. It's hurting families all across America. And frankly, everybody's scared to death over their health right now. And the medical professionals out there are risking their lives to protect ours. Every single day, they put themselves at risk so that you and I can be healthy. The fact of the matter is this: true heroes don't wear capes. They wear masks and scrubs. That's why Authentically American has introduced what's called the Hero Tee Collection. It's the You Serve, I Pray t-shirts. It honors the heroes among us: doctors, nurses, firefighters, law enforcement officers, and paramedics. Visit AuthenticallyAmerican.us and use the promo code Dan. That's AuthenticallyAmerican.us, promo code Dan. You'll get 10% off your entire purchase, and a portion from each sale is donated directly to these heroes. Show the world how much you care about the heroes next door. The You Serve, I Pray Hero Collection at AuthenticallyAmerican.us. Use promo code Dan.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Connors. We love Mike Connors. I'm telling you, if you're worried about nursing home bills, you know, and what you're eligible for, I keep telling you, if you're worried about power of attorney, what is that? Healthcare proxy, what is that? You know, you want to go to Connors and Sullivan, right? Now, you can't get out. You know, we're quarantined in, not supposed to go. And they've got offices all throughout all the boroughs. I went to Brooklyn when I talked to Mike Connors over there. Now, you can talk with Mike Connors. He's got this just for you. It's a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself to discuss all these issues and concerns from the security of your own home, my friend. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Mike Connors standing by. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your family, you know, with no money at all. Don't wait another minute. Mike Connors can take you through the process by telephone and start a plan designed specifically for you today. It's what I did, and I would suggest you do the same. It is the weight of the world off your shoulders. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or please visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you here. John Bramnick, he's a friend of mine and doing a great job down there in the assembly in the great state of New Jersey. He's the minority leader down there. John, welcome back to the show, Mr. Leader. Great to have you with us always, sir.
Great to hear your voice. So here's what I'm thinking. Remember, you're a kid and your parents go, okay, you can go outside, but you can't cross the street. You have to stay one block from the house. And when you hear the bell, you have to come home. Now, I'm not being critical of anybody, but think about what government has to do now. They're saying you can play golf, right? But you can only play with one other person, and I want you home by 5 o'clock. So no matter what you do as a leader today, right? You are now micromanaging people's lives like they are little kids, right? And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, you remember how, like, there was one neighbor's kid, I remember, who said he was allowed to play with us, but he could never cross the street. So we would cross the street to go over to the field, and he couldn't come with us.
And you're kind of feeling that now coming out of the governor's office, where you just got to be told everything to do. I mean, you're very respectful, though, John. You're very respectful. You are retweeting what the governor is suggesting, and you're being very respectful, and not unlike other politicians that go to each other's throats. You're not going there. And thank you for that, by the way.
Well, first, I criticize him in this way. I believe that for him to just make those decisions without hearings of the legislature, 8 hours a day, asking experts, asking people run gymnasium, I think it should be an open process. And I am very concerned about the fact that he just sends these issues out. But once he makes a decision, why shouldn't I communicate it? People are criticized because I'm communicating what the governor said. I don't have to say, yeah, now golf courses are open, right? But I don't like him. You know, like, I mean, to me, in government today, he's still a governor, so I have to send out what he's ordered. In the meantime, I believe that this process has been very closed in New Jersey, and there has not been open discussion, and that's why people are not happy. A lot of people are not happy with some of the decisions. That's all.
Mr. Leader, people are ticked off. I mean, you're being very kind. People are upset. They don't like when the governors try to, like, and Governor Cuomo in New York, it's like, what are we? We're not dumb. We know what we're doing. And now you got to flatten the curve. It's always one thing. Once we flatten the curve, we could do. And now we flatten the curve. Now we stayed home. And you know what I always want to say, John? I want to say, we've done all that we've been asked to do. We have done it. Now it's your time. I need drugs to know what to stop this virus. I need a vaccine. And if you don't have it, we're going out. And people are just going out. And John, you know, you gotta laugh, because I know you're one of the funniest cats we know, man. People, you know, the governors, they're doing their press conferences, and people are going, yeah, great, okay, great. Like, you want to go to the store, and they're all going out anyway, which I'm not suggesting that people do that, but no one's listening anymore.
Well, there's a couple things happening, and Chris Christie said this. When it's 80 degrees, good luck keeping people off the beach and keeping people off the tennis courts, et cetera. So once the weather started to change, it did affect, no matter what anybody says, affects what the governors are deciding. But when we focus on a simple issue, and that is people now are afraid of this virus. So if I come to Joe Piscopo's house, and I'm open for an invitation anytime, I'm not getting close to you, right? I'm just not doing it. I mean, I'll stay in the kitchen, see what you have in the refrigerator. You can stay in the living room. But I think that people are very different than 3 months ago. 3 months ago, you know, you had no idea how serious the virus was. Now, if I go to a restaurant, I'm not coming near you. I don't care how much I like you. So I think people are more prepared for, and we could do, and here's the other thing I think is important. Now, you remember how you didn't know whether to hug or kiss the person, like the woman? And like now, you have no decision-making process.
I think
they should continue that order. The one executive order that should continue is, under no circumstances, you have to pre-notify the other person if there's going to be a hug.
It's the same thing. Now, when I see somebody, I'm like, hey, and my instinct is you take the manly thing, you know, the shoulder bump kind of thing with the hug, with the shoulder thing. We can't even do that. Now it's an elbow. It's a measly elbow. How long do you think that'll last, John Bradley? How long do you think that'll last before we go back to full hugs? Maybe a month?
It depends on who the person is. I'm going to act. If I don't really like the person, I'm going to extend the executive order by legislative mandate. But here's what I think is interesting. And I think Larry David said it. You have a radio show, but you're a famous person. And people always call Joe. Hey, Joe, can you please come over to Joe? Can you do this? And you can say no now. You get thousands of calls. Joe, listen, I really want to go out for dinner with you. Oh, I'd love to go out. But, you know, there's an executive order in place. So you get to say no to all that stuff you don't want to do. But, of course, you can't say yes to the stuff where you're making money.
You know what, though? Your point is well taken, John. It's so true. You can use it as an excuse, but now people are saying, could you do a video? Could you send a video? Come on, we'll do a video. I've done more videos, for crying out loud, for people, you know? And then I got – it worked out actually well. There were some great kids from Morris County, up a chapter up there of the NFL, actually, and they are just great kids. And I did a speech. I recorded a speech. And they played it on a Zoom kind of thing. It's amazing. I wonder if we're going to – that's going to be the norm nowadays, John, you think?
Well, you can do that now. You go, hey, listen, you know, I'd love to do it, but I'm booked, you know, the next 6 years. But I'm happy to do a video for you. And now they're used to it. So you go like this. And maybe your personal appearance, you can charge your normal a large amount of money, and then the other ones you could just charge less by video.
Hey, Alita Bravnik on the radio. Hey, John, on a serious note, about voting by mail. Now the governor wants you to vote by mail. A little dangerous by mail, correct? Is that just a ruse what are you thinking?
I think it's very – I have to tell you, I really worry about vote by mail because I've actually – Chris Christie indicted some people under a vote by mail scheme. So here's what they do. They go door to door, right? They say, Joe, I want you to ask for this ballot. You sign it. Now the ballot comes. When you get it, let's assume you're 19 years old, right? Can anyone assure the privacy of the three kids there or voting age with the parents who may be, you know, very intense Democrats or Republicans? I don't. That vote by mail thing is so scary because you can imagine, you know, we know that there's a lot of pressure within a family, you know, and so, you know, I worry about vote by mail. I just don't think it's private.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people agree with you. Hey, John, so a governor's race, before we let you go, sir, governor, are you going to go in? I know Jack Cittarelli's going in, I guess. I like, you know, we've talked about this before, and I know you know what a nice guy Phil Murphy is, but people are so upset by the way this whole thing is. They're just not happy about it. And it's a tough thing. So it's going to be a very interesting gubernatorial race. What's happening in New Jersey? Who's showing up? And does John Bramnick go in?
Well, I think towards the end of the year, you know, myself and others will make this final decision. Right now, in the middle of this healthcare crisis, the governor's polling is pretty good right now. But we're going to have a budget deficit. Here's what no one's talking about. Billions and billion dollars of deficits, right? Big hole in the budget. No one talks about the Phil Murphy raised the budget by 16%. One of the reasons you're careful with your money is because when there is a crisis, you got to have some money. So I think once this budget deficit is shown to the public and he wants to raise taxes and borrow money and have us in more debt, people are going to go, well, why'd you spend so much money when we had money? I mean, it's like, you know, the old man used to say, hey, what are you doing? Go, hey. So here, no one can say to this governor in some of these states, hey, what the hell are you doing? I mean, like, so I think the race is going to be a very significant race based on the fact that this governor's have no choice based on his prior spending and raising taxes. And
there you go, John. Assemblyman John Bramnick, the leader down there, minority leader down there on the GOP side in the state assembly. John, thank you. We'll talk soon. And thank you, Mr. Leader. There you go. Yeah, a very funny guy and a good guy and a great public servant, by the way. Piscopo in the morning. Susie Cerrone is out there for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. I sure am in better news on the Cross Bronx. A stall on the Cross Bronx westbound near the Sheridan is gone. Now it's a stall truck on the Gowanus northbound at 92nd Street. Alternate side in effect. Better news on the Parkway. A car fire on the Parkway south at 153 in Clifton is gone. And a debris spill on the Parkway northbound at 120 in Old Bridge gone as well. 80 eastward at exit 54. Just the left lane gets by. That's an ongoing fuel spill from a tractor-trailer accident. Really bad accident in Westchester on the Taconic south and at Pleasantville Road in the left lane. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LiquiChaps. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet, but when things open back up, what could be better than fresh, salty air aboard a beautiful yacht? Take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed 3-deck mega yacht with 2 state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. Plenty of room to social distance. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified. The perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversaries, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer. Given the times, consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
You found AM 970, The Answer. Proud to be called home by 2 out of every 3 news talk listeners in NYC. AM 970, The Answer.
7:56 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Joe Lumberg is with us now, the marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic today. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm good. You know, yesterday I was kind of, so much was happening, phone calls, everything all at once. And I went, oh,
busy,
God.
There's so much happening right now.
I know, busier than, it's really weird because we're supposed to be quarantined and quiet, and it's not. It's just the opposite, which is all good. Then I go, I got to get out of here. I hopped on the bike, and I did I'm just going on the bike, a little windy as I'm going. I'm telling you, I came back. All the problems went away, Joey. I'm telling you, it's like you, and you inspire me to do that. I always, you know, I've been exercising for years, my whole life, but still sometimes, and I say it, if you're listening and you're home, you listen to Joe Lumberg, Joe Piscopo, and you feel you're quarantined, you've had it, get out a walk, you just get out a little bit, your whole head clears out, Joey. I'm telling you.
Great weather for the next several days to get out and clear your head, because the weather's going to be fine. I mean, it's not warm like we'd like to see
but
it's going to be okay. I mean, 60s today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Each day is going to have sunshine, a bit on the windy side today, and it's still kind of breezy tomorrow, but all 3 days are going to be good to get outside.
All right, Joey. And the allergy report from Balance of Nature, please.
Balance of Nature allergy forecast is moderate to high, and tree pollen's going to be the big one for the next three days across the
country. All right, Joe. Thanks for the inspiration, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it. Thanks for the weather, my friend. Joe Lumberg right there. Yeah, just get out a little bit. You know, you'd be surprised. You'd just be surprised. Just that little bit. Getting out of the apartment, getting out of the house a little bit, just a little bit. Even walking the dog, you know. Trying to just keep it. We'll get through it. So help me God. We're so close. We can get there. Hey, you know who's with us next hour? Congressman Steve Scalise. He is a representative from Louisiana, House Minority Whip, and a true American hero and a great guy. Mike Gallagher as well. Jennifer Bor-Cuevas will join us. Hey, Elizabeth Bernstein for the Wall Street Journal. And you always. We love you always. 877-970-2999. It's Joe and Frank and Alan, Debbie. Susie for Debbie, but we're here for you this morning, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It is now legal to get mixed drinks and cocktails delivered during the COVID-19 state of emergency in New Jersey. Governor Murphy says the new law would give a financial break to those businesses with liquor licenses in the restaurant and hospitality industry. The law is temporary, would expire 6 months after the state of emergency or when occupancy restrictions are lifted. 24 churches in New York and Westchester County are starting COVID-19 testing. It includes virus and antibody testing. Churches are focusing on low-income neighborhoods where there have been higher infection rates. Mayor de Blasio says there are 150 community sites in New York City as well. Reports are bicycle shops are booming since the pandemic. At the original bike shop in Saddlebrook, the owner says the phone ringing off the hook, people are lined up outside to purchase a new bike or are digging out their old bikes and bringing them in for repairs. The owner says many people are riding bikes to exercise during this time. Stock futures are in the red this morning, a day after Wall Street scored its best session in 6 weeks as investors were encouraged by news about a possible coronavirus vaccine. Dow futures down 123 points, 0.5%. S&P 500 futures are off about 0.5% as well, while NASDAQ futures are down 0.3%. All three exchanges rang up big gains Monday, the Dow rising more than 900 points. On the broader market, S&P 500 added more than 3% of value. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.